Well, good morning, everyone. Independence Baptist Church wants to welcome you back to the broadcast this morning. Now, this month, we'll be sharing with you a message that Pastor Reynolds preached at Independence Baptist Church on November 29th of this year. You know, as soon as I heard the message, I knew that it needed to be shared on the radio broadcast. The title of the message is Learning to Live by Faith. You know, and in this life, we have many different troubles and trials, and it seems like those have just been compounded over the last few years. You know, and this message helped me to see my need to learn how to really live by faith. You know, if you have sickness in your family, if you've got loss of work, you've got marital problems, there's stress at work, you've got stress at home. I mean, the list just goes on and on of things that can weigh us down on a day-to-day basis. But in God's Word, He has laid out a plan for us. He's laid out what we need to do in order to make it through the hard times. Not only to make it through them, grow closer to Him during that. And it's an excellent message for everyone. Regardless of if you're struggling right now, or if you feel like you've got everything in control, we need to learn to live by faith. So let's go ahead and turn it over to Pastor Reynolds so he can show us in God's Word how we can start learning to live by faith.
Philippians chapter 4, beginning in verse 4, down through about verse 9. And I preached from this text before, but we will look at it maybe in just a little bit different light this morning. And our subject is actually learning to live by faith. Listen, living by faith is not automatic. And another point is that it doesn't come naturally, even to a saved person. It doesn't come naturally. Living by faith is spiritual. It's not natural. That's what we want to look at. And seeing the circumstances that come about us, come upon us in our lives, that we need to understand that God has a plan and a purpose for everything that happens to us. And He deals with us in the situation that we're in to bring us to the place that we could never be if we didn't follow Him by faith. But living by faith, learning to live by faith, it's not an impossible task, but it is a difficult task. Being saved is not difficult on our part because God does that. But learning to live by faith is what God does in us. And sometimes He takes us through the deep waters so that we can learn what living by faith is. Nobody here wants to go through any kind of deep water. Nobody here wants to go through any kind of trouble, tribulation, or whatever. Nobody, you know. But we want mountaintop experiences, and that's what we're looking for. But the whole point is that you don't learn too much on a mountaintop. You cannot make application of the Scriptures so well on the mountaintop. The mountaintop is where you worship after you've got out of the valley. I mean, that's what it's about. And going through the valley is where we learn. But that's where we learn to trust in God. But we've got to go through those. We're not immune from those things. They're a part of life. Albeit a part we don't want to partake in, but we partake in them anyway. And I notice the passage that we want to read here in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, beginning in verse 4, down through verse 9. He said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Now I know you've heard that before. I know you've read this before. But don't turn it off. Just let the Lord open your heart to see what it's saying. So rejoice. That's how it starts. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on those things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do. And the God of peace shall be with you. Let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Our kind, gracious Heavenly Father, I pray that you might bless today and help me that I might deliver your word your way and not mine. I pray that you would bless these words because they are yours. Give us understanding, and Lord, we'll give you the praise. For it's in Christ's name I pray. Amen. Frankly, I'd rather start at the latter part of verse 9 than the first part of verse 4. See the difference? Verse 4 starts out with rejoice in the Lord, and again I say rejoice. Verse 9 ends with this words, and the God of peace shall be with you. That's where I want. But that's not where we start. We're talking about learning to live by faith. And we have to learn to live by faith. And it's difficult. It's a hard job, learning to live by faith. As I said, it's not natural. It's not even supernatural. It's spiritual. It's what it is. But we all want the God of peace to be with us. And in our lives, that's our goal and our aim. But in order to get there, there's a valley that we've got to go through. There are some steps that we've got to take in our lives. It doesn't come automatic. It starts back up here in verse 4, where he says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Now, verse 4 means exactly what it says. The command is given by the Apostle Paul to the folks there at the church at Philippi. And he commands them to rejoice always. He didn't say that they ought to just rejoice when things are going good. But he said rejoice always. Now that's against our nature. It's not what I have on my mind. I'd rather be glad when I just got the raise. I'd rather be glad when everything is going well. But the Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always. And just in case you didn't get it the first time, because we probably didn't get it the first time, he said, and again I say, rejoice. You know, the Apostle Paul understood us, and God understands us, and so he didn't just say one time, rejoice in the Lord always. He said it two times. God inspired Paul to write this. And so when you face difficulties and troubles and trials and all of that stuff in this life, rejoice in the Lord. And whenever you face good times, rejoice in the Lord. That's what the Bible said. That's how we ought to be. Rejoice in the Lord. Always. Regardless of what happens. Rejoice in the Lord always. Then it says in verse 5, let your moderation be known to all men. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The word moderation there means our gentleness or our patience or our waiting and our trusting on the Lord. Notice what it says here. Let your moderation be known unto all men. Now don't hide it under a bushel. Who are you trusting in? Trusting in the Lord. We know that's the right answer. We're trusting in the Lord. And so, let our moderation be known unto all men. Sometimes, however, we're trusting in when times get better. That's wrong. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. And He is. He is at hand. Let everybody know that I'm trusting the Lord. When I'm sick, or when I'm well. I'm trusting the Lord. That's what it says. What's the title of the message? Just to bring it back to your attention, it's learning to live by faith. learning to live by faith. And so we trust the Lord, and we're letting our moderation be known. We're letting our patience be known. We're telling everyone we're trusting in the Lord. We're gentle about it. We're not full of anger or anxiety about it. Let our moderation be known to all men. It doesn't say just to believers. We have a light. So let our little light shine. And whatever size light bulb you are, then let it shine. And let it be known to all men. We never know what God is going to use, you see. You see, what we're talking about here in this passage and what the Bible is clearly stating is that we're relying completely upon the Lord for everything about us, for every part of our situation that we find ourselves in. Let our moderation be known unto all men, not just those that's easy to talk to. Well, that's easier, isn't it? Now, that part's, I like that. But even to those that don't want to believe it, let our moderation be known unto all men. Why? It's because the Lord is at hand. The Lord is where? The Lord is at hand. My hand is here. My hand is attached to my body. It always has been. I hope it always will be. Where is the Lord? He's attached to me. He is attached to me. And He always will be. The Lord is at hand. Somebody would say, I think that God is a God in the heavens. What do you think? Is He? Well, sure He is. Is He? Where is God? Well, you know, he's somewhere way, way off up there, and he's got a big old throne up there in the sides of the north, and that's where he is. And he's sitting upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants are as grasshoppers, right? Well, he is. You're looking at me like that's a trick question. That's Scripture. He is. But he is also at hand. Because He's an omnipotent God. And He's the kind of God who is different than any other God that ever was. And it's the God that sits upon the circle of the earth. It is the God that looks upon the inhabitants of the earth as grasshoppers. That's the God that is at hand to us.
You know, as I mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, this message is for everyone. It's not just for the person that's struggling. This message is for everyone. It's for the person that's got marriage problems, work problems, stress, and it's even for that person that thinks he's already got everything under control. In all cases, we need to learn to live by faith. It's not a natural thing for our minds to do that, but God has laid out a method by which He helps us how to learn to live by faith. Well, our time for today is just about up, but we do want to take a minute that's left and invite you to join us for services today. We're located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. Our phone number is 636-673-2180. Again, that phone number is 636-673-2180. We will be having Sunday school services at 10 a.m. this morning and worship services at 11 a.m. This afternoon, we'll have a prayer meeting at 4 o'clock and then worship services at 4:30. If you'd like to learn more about us, you can log on to our website, which is www.independencebaptist.org. Again, that's www.independencebaptist.org. And from that website, you'll be able to download, of course, free of charge, many different books and articles about what we believe at Independence Baptist Church. Well, it is time for us to close today, but we do still have three messages about learning to live by faith. So be sure and tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m., and may God bless and keep you throughout the remainder of this week.